Phil Corey is here from the Australian Financial Review. You're back in the country. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's just start with that criticism that's being levelled by some members of the opposition about Anthony Albanese circumnavigating the globe. I think Jim Chalmers used the phrase, pull your head in relation to Angus Taylor. Is there any legitimacy to this sort of thing, given the meetings and the, I suppose, the issues that he's been grappling with?
Look, I think in political terms, Hamish, it's sort of payback, I think. But in reality, you know, having been on these trips, you can sort of see, you know, the necessity of them and the importance of it. It's probably arguable about whether the Ukraine bit of the Prime Minister's trip had to go ahead. I know Jacinda Ardern was invited at the same time and knocked it back. But, I think this is the risk you take. People are always sensitive about overseas travel, when things are going wrong at home, and you know, no more was that exemplified than when the Prime Minister went to Hawaii. Now, this is not that, and it's nothing like that, because this is not a holiday, for example, but there's so much travel the Prime Minister has to do these days, compulsory things they have to go to. It's probably always wise to sort of not do the discretionary things. And, you know, we've got this atmosphere where Parliament hasn't come back yet, and won't be coming back for quite a while, and it's just an easy political point to make. I mean,
does Jim Chalmers though make a reasonable point in arguing that actually some of this was repairing relationships that the previous government had done some fairly serious damage to?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the trip to Paris is no better example, and there was no, you know, and there was no not going to Madrid. That was a very important summit. But I don't think there's any room to criticise those. But just by going to Ukraine, I think the Prime Minister extended his trip by 4 days, and it ran into the floods. From a base political point of view, you know, Labor's made a rod for its own back. I think they were quite merciless on Scott Morrison, you know, for apparently going missing during the floods. Even when he had COVID, so that they sort of dined out on that, you know, to get into power. And I think there's a little bit of, you know, within the coalition, there's a little bit of time for a bit of payback. But
come on, Phil. I was speaking to you in Paris on Monday. You were saying the perspective you get over there is that actually in Australia we're all a bit too carried away with this sort of parochial.
I'm explaining it, Hamish. I'm not excusing it. I'm explaining it. I'm saying what's motivating them. It's not my point of view at all. But that's the way this place rolls. So sometimes some of these things, if you play a bit disingenuous in opposition, it'll come back and they'll do it to you.
Jim Chalmers not gilding the lily, though. He says inflation will get worse before it gets better. Are there any policy levers the government can pull beyond what he's articulating? I mean, when you talk to him about what stimulus you pull out of the economy, still referring to just the sort of fat and rorts line that they had in the election.
Yeah, there's not much there, I don't think. But look, the main, from cost of living, I think the main thing at the moment, in our July 1 has come, is these low and middle income tax offsets that were the product of the last, you know, Frydenberg-Morrison budget, where 10 million people earning up to about $126,000 will get as much as a $1,400 rebate with their tax return. And that's, you know, that's sort of been under the radar a bit, but that'll be, I imagine, pretty handy to a lot of families. But again, it's that old delicate balance between, putting more money into the economy and making the inflation problem worse. The stuff Jim was talking about, taking rorts and waste out of the budget, I don't think that's going to have any meaningful effect, certainly not in the short term.
Hospitals across the nation seem to be bracing for another big wave, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, it would seem. The government wants a fourth vaccine dose approved for the general population, as we understand it. How much might another outbreak, dare we say it, impact the economy?
Well, it depends how bad it is. I don't think there's any tolerance out there for, you know, state governments trying to shut down businesses again. I reckon you'd get a pretty nasty reaction if you tried to do that. But you can see things like masks coming back in under certain circumstances. I know they're flirting with that here in the ACT, just to try and limit the spread. And of course, if Ataji recommends a fourth dose, then I don't think you'd get much resistance to that. But the days of sort of locking down the place are well and truly over. You'd probably get a bit of civil unrest if you try to do that again, especially in the current economic conditions. But again, it's a big problem this government has inherited, and one they're going to have to help and try and fix.
Don't say lockdown out loud, Phil.
No, look, it won't happen. Heaven forbid.
Phil Corey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
That's the political editor with the Financial Review, Phil Corey.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.